always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. We begin with a developing story in the Netherlands, where Israelis are reportedly being attacked in Amsterdam. The BBC's Chris Barrow says officials
has ordered two planes to be sent to the Netherlands to bring home supporters of the football club Maccabi Tel Aviv after a Europa League match against Ajax. The Israeli government said supporters were attacked in what it called a very violent incident as they left the football ground.
When he was in office the first go-around, President-elect Donald Trump appointed three Supreme Court justices. Now he's in a position once again to influence the makeup when he takes office again. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito cannot serve another 30 years on the bench, but whoever replaces them may absolutely be able to do so. And so we're looking here at not necessarily a shift in terms of ideology, but a solidification of that 6-3 majority, or frankly, perhaps a 7-2 majority.
One of Trump's campaign promises was to make housing more affordable. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the real problem with the housing market now is supply and demand.
If you can afford to buy a home, if you're lucky enough to find one, I'd go ahead and do it. I'd finance it. I'd look to refinance in the future. But right now, I don't think there is anything in the near term that the federal government is likely to do that is going to actually ease the housing market shortage that we have right now.
Many are getting them. Officials and universities in several states are condemning racist text messages that were sent to black residents after the election. The messages said they had been selected for cotton picking. CBS's Laura Doan.
We tracked down people in dozens of states who said that they received these. People in Alabama, Texas, Maryland, Pennsylvania, multiple states in the U.S., and also called the numbers that sent these texts. They were sent from numbers and area codes in at least 25 different states.
Thousands are still having to evacuate in Ventura County, California. Nearly 21,000 acres have burned in the so-called mountain fire. Rachel Kim with CBS News Los Angeles is there.
72-year-old Greg Howard couldn't hold back the tears, looking at his Camarillo Heights home of 21 years reduced to rubble in minutes. He evacuated with his wife and dogs Wednesday morning and returned to find the house and everything inside destroyed.
My wife is just crushed. Every memento that you ever had, kids' schoolwork and things like that, it's all in there.
It's gone. Everything, I mean, all the family memories.
It's day two and the fire is 5% contained. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz. Is there a growing frustration? Chris Middleton is still not ready to play following ankle surgery this summer. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. So there's no frustration like in him. And there's nothing you can do about it.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team at home tonight at the Kohl Center against the Montana State Bobcats. NFL, the Packers had the bye week. The coaching staff reviewing the loss to the Lions. Matt LaFleur frustrated. He had to use up some timeouts early in that game.
There were a couple situations, like I was upset that I had to burn a timeout on a short yardage call that obviously got stuffed. Credit to Detroit. They did a few things that kind of kept us a little bit off balance. To me, it always starts with a plan and trusting your plan. And so you got to make sure your plan is a better plan.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weapons, weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, gusty west winds of the overnight, lows of the mid-30s. For your Friday sunshine, the winds back down, highs in the mid-50s. A few clouds Friday night, partly sunny, lower 50s on Saturday, showers Saturday night. It's 42 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild guest hosts the Maggie Dawn Show, and he'll be joined by Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Phil was going to be with us today, but apparently something came up. I don't know what the deal is, but he's not around. So we'll see what's going on with Ukraine a little later on. But for right now, it's not looking good. Donald Trump coming into office, the Ukrainians have to be absolutely terrified. Meanwhile, Benjamin Netanyahu is crowing. We've got two felons, right? Or two accused felons. Donald Trump is a convicted felon. Netanyahu is an accused felon. And, both of them using identity politics, both of them using, you know, race and class to win and hold power. Netanyahu congratulated Trump on history's greatest comeback. Now, you know, it may actually well be. And he said Trump returning to the White House is a new beginning for America and a powerful recommitment to the great alliance between the U.S. and Israel. Itamar Ben-Gvir, who is Netanyahu's right-hand man, he's the national security minister, he said it's time for total victory. Now, he's talking about, you know, crushing the Palestinian movement, I guess. He said Trump will see eye to eye with Israel on all sorts of laws that they're trying to push through, including the death penalty for Palestinians. And he says this is, quote, an opportunity for the settlement movement. In other words, let's steal more land from Palestinians. So, you know, there was some optimism among the hawks that Trump was going to support Israel in actually having a war with Iran. You know, as we all know, Biden has been advising Israel, don't do that. Please slow down. Go be more cautious, be more thoughtful, step by step. But Trump, you know, told Netanyahu, do what you have to do. And Trump's nephew or son-in-law, Jared Kushner, said Gaza could be a great opportunity to build, you know, some nice luxury properties on the Mediterranean Sea there. So right now, Trump's vision for the Middle East is an open question. And the thing that causes it to be that open question is Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the source of $2 billion in the Trump family, right? The money that they gave to Jared Kushner and $1 billion that they gave to Steve Mnuchin, an ally of the Trump family. Saudi Arabia is trying to work out an alliance with Israel. And as part of that, Saudi Arabia wants Israel to moderate their policies toward the Palestinians. They want a two-state solution. So as weird as it seems, you know, this right-wing kingdom that kills people who are trying to cross their border, that oppresses women ruthlessly, that every Friday has beheadings in the public square, that government may be the thing that moderates Netanyahu's worst tendencies. We'll see. I get it. That you know, it's a very difficult time for Israelis after Hamas, after what they did on October 7th. Absolutely unforgivable. On the other hand, do you have to kill 40,000 people to deal with that kind of a situation? I personally, I don't think so. I think this is, and destroy most of the infrastructure and intentionally bomb hospitals and schools and things. I can't go there. So we'll see. Meanwhile, Europe's last dictator has crushed his opposition. This is an interesting story. The president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko. They call him Europe's last dictator because he really is. He's really a dictator. The prisons in Belarus. Belarus is the country that's just north of Ukraine and just east of Russia. Russia's on its It's just west of Russia. Russia's on its eastern border. Ukraine is on its southern border, right? Belarus is turned into a prison camp. They've got tens of thousands of people imprisoned. In fact, when people were protesting the 2020 stolen election, Lukashenko's running for re-election again. And, you know, it's widely believed he stole the 2020 election. And some people went out in the streets, and they arrested thousands and thousands of people. I mean, 65,000 people were arrested. Right now, the prisons in Belarus are overflowing. Cells designed for 3 inmates are housing 20. People can barely sit down. And the opposition leader, who is, you know, running against Lukashenko, although I'm not sure if she's on the ballot or not, or if it's just some toady, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, I'm sure I'm mangling her last name, she is living outside the country. She has called on the West to react to these recent arrests. He's just started a new crackdown. About 1,300 people have been recently arrested by Lukashenko. More than 100 people in various cities across Belarus because they were campaigning against him. And they're going after people who are using apartment building online chats because social media is basically outlawed in Belarus. But what they've done is over the years, these apartment buildings, people in these apartment buildings have organized kind of an online chats. I don't know if they're doing it with email or if there's an app for it or what, to discuss things having to do with the buildings, right? The elevator's out, the toilet broke on the 12th floor, you know, that kind of thing, right? And they're using these to talk about politics, and Lukashenko is not having it. And he just arrested 100 folks who were using these apps this way to talk about politics. You may not talk about politics in Belarus. So, you know, we've got this spectrum now. There's Putin, you know, who is a brutal dictator, but is trying to pretend that he has something like a democracy. And he actually has majority support across the country, in large part because he controls the press and because he's selling this, you know, white male Christian macho stuff that Trump is selling. So you've got Russia, where you actually have a popular president. You've got Belarus, where you have a very unpopular president who's aligned with Russia, who is holding on to power by just crushing the opposition. And then you've got Hungary, where you've got Viktor Orban, who has basically, you know, turned the country into a little fiefdom. The country is run by oligarchs. All the big businesses are owned by oligarchs. All the media outlets are owned by oligarchs. There basically is no dissent. And yet it's part of the European Union. It should be a more prosperous country. It's a little less prosperous than it should be because of all the corruption. And it's a fascinating time in Europe. And I think we're gonna see a lot more coming down the road here. So just an FYI on all these things. What's on your mind today? I'll pick up your calls after the break. It's 14 minutes past the hour on the Tom Hartman program. Helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. and I've used a lot of them over the years. This stuff is amazing. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Just Thrive Health. Three words, justthrivehealth.com. And when you check out, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off on this amazing probiotic.
You don't know what to say. Feel the weight of anger, the heaviness of fear. But there's a way to make a change. The path is crystal clear. Don't just sit there waiting for the tide to turn. Rise up and take your stand. Let your passion burn. Don't get mad, get involved. Let your voice be heard. Stand up, speak out, change the world with every word. From the ballots to the streets, in every way you can. Together we can shape the future, every woman, every man. It's easy to feel helpless, like you're just one small voice. But every single action adds up, every choice.
20 minutes past the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, William in Rockland County, New York. Hey, William, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, how are you today, Tom?
I'm fine. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I was listening to a lot of the talking heads on the radio and the TV and all that. They all talk about how the inflation was a big thing and all. Excuse me. And my comment was, during the course of the past couple of years, I mean, I just saw the malls were packed. Everybody was out shopping. I mean, honestly, I didn't that type of,
Yeah, I have a friend who's, Louise and I used to own a travel agency back in the 80s, and we have a friend who was our business partner in that, who owns a travel agency now, and that specializes in overseas stuff and cruises. And he's like, they're packed. The cruise ships are packed. The high-end vacation lines, they're just slammed. In many cases, they're not even offering discounts now because, there's so many people buying stuff. Good times are rolling right now. I don't think it's going to last, frankly, when Trump and Musk get in there and Vance and start, cutting back on benefits and services and taking a Mediax to the government and cutting taxes on rich people again. I think it's going to be a mess. But for the moment, things are good.
Yes. And hopefully they stay that way. And I'm in shock about this whole Trump thing. It's just. I'm in shock. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Well, we'll make it through this, William. This is not the end of, I realize that I was not alone, but, running up to the election, I was basically saying if Trump gets elected, it's the end of the Republic. I don't think it will be. I think it's going to be a real difficult time. But I think that we're smart enough and there's enough of us who are awake enough that, the Hitler scenario is not going to play out. I just think it's going to be an absolute mess. But we'll see. We'll see. I could be wrong. William, I got to run. Well, thank you for the call. Nice to hear
Tom.
From you.
Yeah,
good talking to you. Marie in Mondeleen, Illinois. Hey, Marie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I've been thinking, and I need your opinion on this thought. I think Joe Biden can make major history by crashing that glass ceiling, if he should step down before his term is over and make Kamala our next president.
Right.
I think that she can become 47 and he can make a real statement as to this is what a woman looks like sitting in the office, Oval Office. It's a good thing.
I've seen a bunch of people suggesting that on social media right now. I would be astonished if he did it. It's just, his pride is already wounded by having to step down from the candidacy. And there's probably a large part of him who thinks that had he been the guy running, he would have won. I don't think that that's true, but I'm betting that he thinks that. People who have spent their entire lives trying to get power, and Joe Biden's one of them, he's a wonderful man, but let's not make any mistakes here. People who have spent their whole lives trying to acquire power don't let go of it easily. It has to be pried from their hands, basically. And that's what we all did when we said, you know, I wrote one of the very first op-eds. I ghostwrote it for Raw Story the night of that horrible debate, saying, Joe, it's time to step down and hand it over to Kamala. I just don't see him doing it, Marie. I understand your point.
I was thinking, one of the first things she could do, it would be to pardon Hunter.
Yeah.
And he said he wouldn't do that.
Yeah, Joe, he needs to pardon his son. This is a purely political prosecution. Marie, thank you for the call. Billy in Hamden, Connecticut. Hey, Billy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. There's a lot on my mind, but first and foremost, I'm concerned about recruitment for like the NSA, CIA.
Mm-hmm.
If Trump's, he doesn't respect the secrecy that he was given in his 4 years of presidency, who's going to want to work in those organizations now? I mean,
right.
He's got boxes of secrets at his home. Now he's going to get off the hook for that.
Yep.
I mean, who really is going to be, realistically, you want to be part of that organization now?
I'm very concerned about that. I'm frankly more concerned about the FBI than the CIA, because I think the CIA has enough of a corporate culture to protect itself. But the FBI is far more vulnerable to direct intervention by the Department of Justice, by the Attorney General, and by the President. And the FBI is also, and the CIA is to a certain extent, but they're more sophisticated, more, cosmopolitan, more international. But the FBI, yeah, I think, is very vulnerable to becoming something like the SS, basically the secret police of the president, the president's go-to force for taking down his enemies. I got a call from a friend in New York this morning who said that, she's hearing that Trump is already planning on auditing members of the media who he thinks have treated him poorly. And she was like, get ready. There's a 5-year audit coming. Get your financial house in order and talk to your CPA. That kind of stuff Nixon did that, right? So it wouldn't be a surprise. But if the FBI starts coming after people, that really sobers you up fast. Billy, I got to run, but thank you for the call. I share your concerns. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has sent two rescue planes to the Netherlands after clashes in Amsterdam that reportedly left Israeli football fans injured. More from the BBC's Chris Barrow.
There's been no comment from the Dutch authorities, but ahead of the match, city officials spoke of rising tensions in Amsterdam over the war in Gaza.
Immigration was one of the top policies Americans say they cared about when they voted for president. And CBS's Robert Costa reports it's one of the top agenda items in the new Trump presidency.
Trump's team is preparing executive orders, with longtime aide Stephen Miller leading talks on how to execute Trump's plan to deport over 11 million undocumented immigrants.
Offensive texts have been sent to black people nationwide following the election. CBS's Laura Doan.
The messages, which have almost identical language, essentially told recipients, we want to say that these are offensive messages, that they had been, quote, selected for cotton picking.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, gusty west winds of the overnight, lows of the mid-30s. For your Friday sunshine, the winds back down, highs in the mid-50s. A few clouds Friday night, partly sunny, lower 50s on Saturday, showers Saturday night. Right now it's 40.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
right? Yeah,
that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating yet again with Dan Schaefer. Lots of stuff to process yet. I hope you will join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Excuse me, it's shelf stable and mess free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs just go nuts for this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
Sworn to uphold the law, they took the stand. With promises made, they shook our hands. In the name of justice, their word was sworn. But behind closed doors, a coup was born. From oaths to lies, the truth was bent. Twisting precedents with dark intents. A radical agenda they now pursue. This betrayal, democracy they undo. A Supreme Court coup. They turned our laws to serve a few. The fabric of freedom now under threat. Injustice reigns, we won't forget. They've broken trust, our faith betrayed. Each ruling passed, our hopes decayed.
Political 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Ragnar in Mount Vernon, Washington. Hey, Ragnar, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You know, I don't want to live through the hell I experienced under dictator Hitler during the Second World War in Norway, and now dictator Trump. Mm-hmm. If people don't realize what one person has to experience, I think the younger generation has no idea what it's all about.
I think you're right.
But the other thing is, you know, you probably know the Norwegian history, how they withstood some of the, hatred and all the violence that Hitler put against us. But the Norwegian military and some of the underground, withstood a lot of that. And even though we had Quisling, which was a Nazi party member, but, what happened to him, he shot him eventually after the war.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr.
But I just can't figure out what the hell is what's going on in this country, what people are thinking. And then the other thing about the blaming the Latinos for, especially the men. Well, a lot of them, I don't think, have enough knowledge about American politics and American history, or furthermore, any knowledge about Trump himself and what he has done.
I'm not sure true. I think that the sales pitch of fascism is extremely seductive when people are feeling oppressed. When fascism is a flower that grows in the soil of oppression, of despair, of fear, of panic, and I think that the right wing media has succeeded in selling this notion to Americans that we're a country in decline. When in fact, the average income in Mississippi is higher than the average income in England, and Mississippi is our poorest state. But I think the other thing is that income inequality in the United States is the result of 43 years of Reaganism has become so severe that, you've got the top 1% who own more wealth than the bottom 90%. Not the bottom 50, the bottom 90%. And people know that. People know that they've been screwed, that Elon Musk has more money than God. He's got more money than any human being has ever had in the history of the world. And he's getting more and more every day. I mean, he probably made $1 trillion just a couple billion dollars just, on election day. And people look at that and they go, and I can't pay my rent, and that makes them vulnerable to a guy who comes along and says, don't worry, I'm Big Daddy. I'll take care of everything. OK, Big Daddy. Yeah, I would love to have Big Daddy solve my problems for me.
Yeah, but it doesn't turn out that way, though, in the long run.
No, it doesn't. As you learned living through it in Norway back in the 1940s.
Oh, man, it was, you know, it's unfortunate that people don't know more about the history, especially Second World War and what happened to some of us.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was just 87 in August.
So in the 1940, I can't do math in my head that fast. Were you just a child during World War II?
Yeah, right? I was young. I was born in 1937, but from age 5, 6, and 7 to the end of the war, I remember, you know, just about everything that went on. Mm-hmm. You know, parents that were scared to death all the time, and, you know, we couldn't go outside. They took our radios away, and we had to draw the blinds every night. We couldn't go out on the street after 8 o'clock. All of that crap that went on. Mm. And I live with that trauma even today from, you know, what I experienced as a child.
Yeah.
So it was just hell. So I hope the American people in general will wake up to the fact that, you know, this is, you can't go on like this.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, but anyway, that's all I got for this time.
You know, sometimes they say, Ragnar, that you can't go up until you've hit bottom. You know, it's kind of an axiom in the addiction circles. And I think that there's a large grain of truth to that. And I thought, you know, 2020 was hitting bottom. I have a feeling hitting bottom is coming. We just don't know what it's going to look like.
Yeah. Well, the Norwegians saved the Germans from developing the atomic bomb. You know, they blew up the plant that he was developing the atomic bomb. It was close to where I came from in Norway. And, of course, the Norwegian underground went in and took care of that before he got it back to Germany. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a town called Rjukan, a little town outside my hometown, and he had the bomb or the equipment to finish making the bomb in Germany on the ferry, and they went in there and blew up the ferry. Unfortunately, it killed quite a few of the Norwegian people that were on board the ferry, but that's the only way. I don't know what the heck would have happened if he would have gotten that back, because we had the heavy water in that town that he used to develop the atomic bomb.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, boy, I tell you, all if that would have happened, God knows what could have happened. You know. So
history turns sometimes on the strangest things. Ragnar, thank you. Thank you for the call. Yep. It's always nice to hear from you. I appreciate your words of wisdom. Thank you. You too. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, or maybe good afternoon or morning, depending on your mindset. So, Musk has more money than God, huh? And I can't pay my rent. I know I'll vote for the guy who's kissing, sitting up in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G him, Donald Trump.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Funny. I'll vote for Trump. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, we have a culture in the United States of worshiping great wealth. That's how Donald Trump became famous. You know, was, you know, the Apprentice. Here's this billionaire who's going to, you know, teach you how to be a little, you know, an entrepreneur or a business person. You know, we've always, I think throughout history, Americans have worshipped great wealth. And I don't think we're unique in that. You know, you've got other countries, you know, England, Holland, you know, where they've got kings and queens who are obscenely rich. And the people are like, oh, let me have my picture taken with the king. You know, what an honor. It's human nature, Pearson.
Well, you're right. We're not unique in that other countries, other westernized industrialized countries have corporate industrial oligarchy like we have, and they're all best buds with each other. But I called because I have a technical question for you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have the answer.
Okay.
I'm wondering about the I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, just fine.
Okay. I'm wondering about the geographical distribution of the white female voters for Trump. Or were they distributed evenly across the United States, both red and blue states, or were they concentrated in red states? I'll tell you why I'm wondering this.
That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to it. I'm not sure that the statistics have yet been compiled. I think they're just starting to come in a big way. Probably next week we'll know. Why do you ask?
Okay, here's the reason why I'm asking. I'm not necessarily a conspiracy theorist, even though the world is full of conspiracies. Like, it's no coincidence that McDonald's has yellow signs everywhere you go, to be simplistic about it. Mm. But my concern is that given the history that we have with the Republicans for decades, and that they like to engage in all manner of skullduggery, ranging from visiting, quote-unquote, election offices in the middle of the night to examine voting machines, from intimidating voters in certain zip codes, from open kinds of admission to erasing voter registrations like in Georgia, as shown by Greg Palast recently. I'm wondering what the possibility is. Will we be able to prove after the fact that a lot of women's white women voters' votes were shifted illegally by computer towards Donald Trump?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Not that it makes a difference.
I doubt it.
I don't think it makes a difference because we're not going to do anything about it anyway.
Yeah, I seriously doubt it, Pearson. Again, most people in the country are voting on paper now. And it's, you know, it's being tabulated electronically, but they're voting on paper, number one. Number two, we had multiple red states where women did show up in large numbers, and they overwhelmingly voted in, I believe it was 7 out of the 8 or 8 out of the 9 states that had abortion ballot measures on. The only one that failed was in Florida. In every other state, you had women, by and large, voting to legalize abortion in those states and also voting for Donald Trump. They were able to separate those two issues in their heads and say, you know, and in fact, you know, some of the exit polling, people were just saying Donald Trump said that he wasn't going to do a national abortion ban. I believe him. I mean, you know, it's.
If so. They believe that, I got a bridge I can sell.
I know it's cognitive dissonance turned into an art form, but you know, it's real.
Tom, let's hope that the Democrats keep the House, otherwise we're in big doo-doo.
Yeah, I'm with you, Pearson. Thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get there.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with your calls in just a minute, Steve.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 104 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got an update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from...
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids can overheat and cause dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid, which is why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients. And I'm telling you, I've never seen our dogs go so crazy for food before. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Picking up your calls here. Lewis in Miami. Hey, Lewis, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's
Tom,
the background?
Hey, I wanted to call because... Sorry about this, my car.
Oh, okay.
Tom, the one topic that I wanted to touch was, I'm the son of Cuban immigrants. I live in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I don't understand is why the Democratic Party has completely ignored the Cuban population down here in Miami. I mean, there's over a million Cubans that live down here in the city of Miami, and Kamala didn't even decide, you know, bring the campaign down here and talk to these people here.
It's because Florida is not a
swing state. We've been ignoring
the
Cuban population for years.
Yeah, it's because Florida is not a swing state.
Right, but we won it. We won Florida. Barack Obama won Florida in 2008, if I'm not mistaken, or in 2012. And part of the reason that he won it was because he won Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden they just completely ignored. They've ignored Miami. I mean, look, Cubans, a lot of times they come here. A lot of them are self-employed. These people, they come down here and they start businesses. They're very successful, but they depend on Obamacare.
Mm.
I used to sell insurance. I used to sell Obamacare, and I talked to, I don't know how many, countless immigrants, a lot of them were Cubans, who hadn't been to the doctor 5, 6, 7 years because they didn't have insurance. They couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we came down and we talked to them, we said, hey, look, you know, and show them how they benefited from some of the Democratic policies, you know, policies that Trump is thinking about, you know, getting rid of.
Right.
you know, we would be able to win some of these voters over.
Yeah.
Because the bottom line is, I talked to a lot of them. They don't really know a lot about what's going on. They just think, you know, Trump, you know, he's a millionaire. And, you know, another thing that I was telling your call screener was, you know, I think it's a, you know, it's obviously not a good thing. We lost the election, but now it's, you know, yesterday I was a little bit down, but today I feel a little bit more fresh. I'm like, look, it's good. Now we could do a regroup. We got to reshuffle, but we got to start changing some of the talking points. Mm-hmm. I mean, like for example, you know, a lot in here in Miami, at least, when these the Cubans hear that the United States is giving $60 billion to Ukraine, and then you got media sites and Russian media sites that are saying that Zelensky's buying yachts and this and that, and they all believe this. They all, because I talk to them, they tell me about it all the time.
Yeah,
you know, we got to be able to, you know, when people are struggling to buy eggs and milk, you know, and then they're hearing that the United States is getting $60 billion, forget it. I don't care who you are, Democrat, Republican, they're gonna, you know, anybody, they think that that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense. So why, you know, if we're gonna do this, you know, we're gonna go ahead and obviously, look, I back all Democratic policies. I'm a Democrat, but I can't, you know, we got to be able to explain what's in it for us. You know, how do we benefit from those $60 billion? And yeah, we got to be able to explain. If we can't explain that, then,
well, we don't have, you know, to fight World War III. I mean, which would be a disaster and very costly. But I get your point, Lewis. And the Democratic messaging has been weak, in part because the Democrats don't have a message machine. They just buy advertising, you know, at election time every 2 or 4 years. And well, Republicans have built this massive, you know, echo chamber. And also, you know, I think because Democrats don't have all the billionaires behind them that Republicans have. I mean, it's just they're outgunned.
No,
100%.
100%. But I really truly believe, look, like I said, my parents were immigrants. They were older. My parents came in 1960. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Cubans that came in 1960, they were all affected. You know, obviously Castro took over the island, whatever. And then also what happened in 1960, I think it was 1963, the Bay of Pigs. You know, so any time you mention to a Cuban, an older Cuban, that you're a Democrat, they think you're a communist immediately. That's the first word that comes out of their mouth. But the newer Cubans that come here, like, for example, the ones that have come in the last 10 years, the ones that have come in the last, let's say, 10, 20 years, they're open to the Democratic
especially
Party.
Since Obama opened up relations between the United States and Cuba.
Exactly, 100%. Well, I'll be honest with you. That's one of the things that they did. They didn't like the fact that he went over there and met with Raul Castro. That's something that really irked them.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, it's hard to explain. I tried to explain it to him and say, look, you have to open up relations.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way that situation over there is going to change. But nevertheless, I really, truly believe that if we would start, let's say, for example, right now, we got to start talking to the Cuban population down here in Miami and letting them know how these policies that Biden passed, for example.
Yeah.
I didn't see one commercial of a senior that's saying, you know, look how much money I'm saving on insulin.
No, I get it. I get it. I totally get it. And I would love to see some ads saying that, you know, that what the Castros did is what Trump wants to do. Lewis, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. 3 times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code TOM. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.